I'm down here on 85 coming up on Pelham Road going north. I'm headed up to have lunch with a guy I went to high school with, then I'm all headed on to the house, but I tell you what, I got charged batteries. What kind of radio is it? An HT? Kenwoods, right? With a TM prefix. You know what? I could always use one more mobile 2-meter 440. It's pretty much full quieting. It sounds great. Just what's the wattage? That's good. And functioning under full load, huh? That's good. That's real good. Sounds to me like you got a really nice functioning radio there, bud. They don't do that way anymore, do they? These new radios don't require batteries. Are they like 121s, or are they CR2032s, or what are they? The same as it is a CMOS battery, or not CMOS battery, but, you know, the system battery out of a computer.
WBDR, can I get a radio check real quick, please?
Yes, sir. You're doing just fine. You're overdriving the mic a good bit, though. Back away from the mic.
Roger that. Thank you very much, gentlemen. W4BDR clear.
That cleaned it right up. You sound full, quieting, and solid into the repeater. Have a good day. So, Dave, where do you get these? You know, I've never even seen those CR2032s with solder tabs on them. Like they would have gone to just a little extra effort and just a slight amount of extra cost and done one of those pockets, because, like I said, I haven't seen one of those where you have to solder it in. I got seen one time, and that was years ago.
And 0TR Mobile.
There went the neighborhood, Dave.
Because there was an engineer designed it, Dave. I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of them, Steve. Not uncommon at all. And I may be, I don't know what you'd call it, unfaithful or whatever, but I order my batteries. I mean, 2016s, 2032s, 2025s, a plethora of different kinds, all from Amazon, and I order all my AAAs, AAs, and 9-volt ones there, and they work just as well as the Energizers do, and are warranted just as long, and for a fraction, I mean a fraction, you order 10 of those 2032s for a fraction of what you give, $3 or $4 a piece for them at a normal retail store. And they work just as well. I order them for the key fobs, for the vehicles, and you name it. Whatever I got the little button batteries in, I that's where I get mine at. But I've never tried to order those with the solder tab on them, Steve.
Guys, I'll be right back in there in just a minute.
Yes, sir. And I had another question off the subject there. I didn't want to interrupt you guys, Dave. I'm going over to Costco's, and I seen a router there that I like. The problem being this, I got a new security light, and it's much better video than my old one. And when I tried to marry it to the, to the iPhone last night, or, you know, connect it up like you do your phone, Bluetooth, whatever, it wouldn't do it. It says it had to have a 2.4 gigahertz router, and it's only 1.8. Have you got any particular preferences on routers? And I realize yours are probably a lot more high-end than what I would need. Double with you anyways. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Tom. I was over at Costco, and I bought a card of 20 of those CR2032s, and they're the Duracells, the good Duracells. And, I mean, they had them things dirt cheap. I think they were like $9.95 for a card of 20 of them.
Enough. I like Duracells. They work good. I've never seen them that cheap, but I'm going over there now. But I don't need any. I just order them from Amazon. They come to the door. But you can order those from Amazon. Of course, if you can get them for that at Costco's, who cares? Get them there. I'm not particular, but like I've bought batteries at Batteries Plus that cost me almost $3 to $4 that I could buy for a fraction of that and buy 10 of them at a time.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Amazon, some of their prices, heck, I get stuff at the same price, if not cheaper, and I don't have to wait for it here local on some of the things I get.
Well, I'd rather buy it local then. No question about that, Steve. I just never did see batteries that even compared with their prices on there. But they're China products, most of them. And although you can order the Duracells and the Energizers, and I have ordered Energizers and Duracells from, and then this guy in front of me is driving a Chrysler whatever. I think it's some, I'm sure it is, some black guy. He's all over the dang road. I know he must be texting.
They walk amongst us, and nobody said that you have to have more than a 10 IQ to be able to get a driver's license.
In South Carolina, they're trying to up the specs on it. It said in the paper the other day that it's going to up the age limit. Oh, boy, he pulled to the right. Well, I'm going to get by this sucker. Because, man, he can't. No, it's a white gal, but she's blonde, Steve.
I could make a comment, but not on the air.
I didn't say anything wrong, but I just was accusing the wrong race there a minute ago, because from the angle I had, it looked like a black gentleman, and it's a Caucasian with blonde hair, a lady.
Hey, Steve, you better watch what you say on the air. Somebody might decide that you don't need that license anymore because you have, lost the privileges, you know?
Let me tell you something. With some of the stuff that I hear on HF, if they can get away with that for long periods of time, let me tell you something. Ain't nobody going to care anything about what anybody says on here. I'm just trying to use a little bit of decorum. But no, people get on here and they say all kinds of stuff. And I mean, and on HF, oh, it's even just foul mouth this, foul mouth that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Good morning, Tom. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, I just wish sometimes I could do something else about it. But, you know, not a whole lot we can do except grin and bear it and hope that somebody official catches up to them and puts an end to their crap. I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, good morning, Tom. Go ahead.
Good morning, Rusty. I was watching traffic here. Boy, the crazies are out today. We're headed towards Spartanburg or your area. And I called a guy down for foul language on here about a year ago, and he hadn't done it since. I don't think he realized he'd done it, but he did, just a normal conversation. We don't have that on here. At least I've not heard it. And if I hear it, I'll call him down. And if necessary, I'll turn him in. But on HF, it's pitiful. And I'm not being discriminating here, but back when there was only 11% of us had extra class licenses, Steve, down in that area where you could go in the extra class, I'd never heard bad manners or swearing on Morse code whatsoever. And it's a regular occurrence now. A guy on here the other day said the world has changed. Boy, he's right about that. They kill 80 to 100 people a day in Chicago, and we have mass shootings and all kinds of crud going on. So I guess HF is nuked down into that era too, unfortunately. Steve, go ahead.
Well, HF is the Wild Wild West, but I remember a time when you called me down for just teasing you a little bit.
I called you down for calling me Rusty over and over and over, and I don't think Rusty would like you calling me Rusty. And when I called you Stevie one time, I immediately apologized, and it's never happened again. Is that not correct?
Well, I did not tease you anymore either, did I?
Rusty the other day. But he's open season. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hey, it's like this. I don't get mad, but my turn will come, and I will get even. So, you know, practice at that at your own chance of maybe something biting you in the behind when it's all said and done. But, you know, I know threats. Just, you know, old guys, we've learned how to get even.
Saying that life in prison really doesn't mean all that much to us old guys.
Well, I went to a doctor's appointment this morning, and as I got up the hill there, they're cutting brush along the road and had it all blocked off, and I turned around and went over to Highway 14. Got down there as quick as I could, and they told me the doctor doesn't call at that office anymore. But they hadn't informed me that. So that's the way my day started out. Let's see if Dave's back now. W4DJW and 0TR.
Fiber optic out there?
Very knowledgeable about this, Dave, but I thought the box that Spectrum gives you is the modem, and I thought the other box is the router, of course. Is that not correct? video camera I got today, it says it needs 2.4, and they make one that's 2.4 and 5. And that's the router. It comes in, if I'm right, to the modem, and the Spectrum box is relatively new, within about a year. But the other one is the one that's rated for 1.8 gigahertz. But the video camera says it needs 2.4 or 5. And it would not couple up with the iPhone because it was 1.8. We have two boxes in. Well, this is the Wi-Fi box that is rated for 1.8. That's more like my thinking was. Okay. I knew the 2.4 would penetrate 2,500 square feet or something. Some of them is actually rated that way. And then I know they have Wi-Fi extenders and that. But unless I get one that's rated for 2.4 and 5, I guess it's not going to happen. So anyways, that's what we're headed over here for. And thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Now go ahead, Steve.
I got a question for you. I talked to Gary, KI4DOS, about a month ago, and I was telling him what I wanted to do, and I want to get my Wi-Fi down to my building. It's about 500 feet away, and he said if my router is capable, my Wi-Fi is capable, I can run an antenna, a little directional antenna, up to the eave of my house, point it at the building, pick up another antenna, and run it down into my router, and run that into the inside of my building, and I could get my internet that way, and it shouldn't be a problem. Do you know what he was talking about? Okay, so I shouldn't have a problem doing that down there in my building, should I? Okay. Well, now, where can I pick up the antennas for that purpose? Well, expensive is a relative term. We're talking about thousands or hundreds or 50, 75 bucks a piece. Okay. Well, all right, send me that link. And so I need a Wi-Fi router on the other end to put in the building and then a receiver antenna for the other end, right? Okay, that'd be great. One problem that I've got is I'm on Windstream up here, so it's DSL, and I'm 25 down and 2 up. But that still shouldn't be a problem, should it? Megabytes per second down and 2 megabytes per second up. Okay, all right. Well, I can stream off of it and I can surf the internet off of it, and it works. So that works for us. That works for us. So if I could get that same capacity down in the building, I'd be a happy boy. I'm a blank slate at this point, so I'm going to need a receiver antenna that I can run a wire through the wall down to the Wi-Fi. Exactly. Dave, I really appreciate it, bud. I'd never heard of a Mophie. So, anyhow, all right, well, listen, I've just pulled up here at Dimitri's at 14 and 11, and I'm going to have lunch with a buddy of mine. And, Tom, I didn't mean to take over the conversation. Rusty, if you're still out there, y'all try to behave today. Dave, they're all yours, KN4VWA. Clear.
Dave, I hadn't said morning to you. I just walked back into the room. I had to step away, see what these idiots are doing out here along the road. All they're doing, driveway entrance paving today. Anyway, and Tom, you still with us? W2T. Yeah, and you're talking about routers and modems here. I've got the what I've got is the combination, the router, the modem that comes in from my AT&T U-verse thing. It's one box, stands up in there, and then I've got me a extender to extend my, make sure I get better coverage in my bedroom here around the corner from where it is. So that's about all I've got. I don't have a separate router and modem. It's all one and one thing for my whole everything I do here. Spectrum, but I don't, they keep telling me, they keep sending me all these things, offering me their service, and then when I call them up, oh, we don't have a line along there. Yet a year and a half ago, they put a fiber optic line, they connected it up to their system along here across my road. They said that was put in for a commercial business. I said, what commercial business? There's nothing but houses along here. And they oop and odd and everything else, and I still don't have, I still don't have them. And, oh, well, you know, I deal with it as I deal with it, as they say. Nothing else you can do to make them do anything faster. Unless I want to pay, of course, they'll be glad to put me in service out here at my house if I want to pay the $2,500 for them to do the installation just down the road from subdivisions right across the street from me, you know. All right, take it easy. Have a good one. W2T clear for now.
WRCL, W4DJW. You still on, Dave? Brandon, I'm here with two young gentlemen who are studying to do their test for technician, and they were wanting to see how the radio in the car works, so I was just going to see if I could make a quick contact with you and let them see how it all works. Close to taking their technician test, so hopefully we'll have them on the air here soon. Would you take a third party test?
This is Alexander. How are you doing? Closing in our back porch with Russell, making it into a schoolroom because we're doing homeschool, but yeah, we've been working and they've been going good. Yes, I am. I'm also, my dad has a little handheld and I'm kind of listening in on that and I really like it. Yep. Nicholas. I'm good, thanks. I'm not studying quite yet, but I'm gonna.
Hey, it's K2RCL for ID. Hey, yeah, they're Alexander is studying the book right now, getting ready to do his test, and then Nicholas is going to take the book and study with his big brother and learn everything, and that way both of them can get licensed with their tech, and then I think from there they've got a good interest in it, and they're really interested in listening and getting on here, so I think we can probably get them on toward their general and maybe get them studying for their extra, too, before too much longer. We'll say 73s, and thank you for taking the third-party traffic. I appreciate you helping me out, getting them interested and keeping them going. Have a great day, and this is K2RCL. I'll be clear.
Okay.